Good afternoon. You're listening to CIVL 101.7 FM. You're listening to Eye on the Valley. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by the mayor of Mission, Paul Horn. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
I'm always happy to do it, Sujin. Thank you for having me.
And my very first question for you today is, with the increased frequency and intensity of the forest fires, how has Mission improved its readiness and response mechanism to deal with such difficult circumstances?
Over the last few years, there's been a number of investments that we've made in the fire department so that we have given them more skills and more equipment to be able to fight fires in a wildfire interface. I don't know if all of your listeners know this or not, but two important facts about Mission. The first is that our tree farm is literally about 50% of the landmass of our city, so it's very significant. And then the second is that the headwaters of much of our water supply are up in that same area. And so the forest, the wildfires don't just threaten our water supply, but also they threaten our tree farm, which is a significant economic contributor and natural contributor and even recreational source of contribution here. So we have been investing in enhancing the fire department's ability to fight fires in that area with training and equipment. And our RCMP during the summer spend more time up in that area patrolling both on the roads, the side roads, and on the water, so that they can help to regulate the fire bans. They can help to make sure people aren't doing things that might lead to fire. But the truth is, I think there are two things we need to do more of. We're very, very lucky to have BC Wildfire Service who respond to our fires quickly, but every year the number of fires is going up dramatically, and it frightens, I think, all of us at City Hall to think that maybe there'll be a fire that they don't get to as quickly as they have in our history recently. And so I think we would love to see the ability to have the more provincial investment in BC Wildfire Service, some investment in our ability to help monitor the forestry roads, and even to have the Dominion to close them if we need to in the hottest times of the year, in the driest times of the year. And so we need those types of tools. We need to have the provincial support. When it's there, we have had it. They've been fantastic. I just want to make sure we always have it. And our own ability to spot fires and to prevent people from going into areas where we really know it's extremely dangerous, those continue to be areas of concern for us.
Mission is surrounded by forested areas, as you know, much more than of its relating communities nearby. What steps has the city done to improve the firefighting capability for this reason? Because, you know, you're close to Abbotsford, and I'm pretty sure the Abbotsford Fire Department would help you. But what other steps has Mission taken to train its fire officials?
Well, I think I've addressed the first part a little bit by saying we've invested in specific in equipment and in specific skills training that has to do with fighting fires in situations that are not urban. And that, so there's lots of different things that you need in that circumstance. You need off-road capable vehicles. You need boats and vehicles that can get into areas where that there might be steep inclines. You need to train your staff. You need specific pumps. But some of the things that I think I can add to that are, for example, we've worked with the Steelhead Community Association to have generators and radios and to help them with their emergency response capacity, because they live literally right in the middle of that forest. That is too many people in the Steelhead. I meant to say Steelhead. But I will also mention State Falls. So we're working with that group up there to try and enhance things as well. So I think it's not just about enhancing what the fire department can do, but also what the community can do, and making sure that when we are working with our community partners, some of them are local community groups like 4x4 groups and the Zajac Ranch. Others are organizations that are doing commerce up there, such as BC Hydro. And so we're trying to do our best to make sure, of course, that that area is properly brushed, that we're doing controlled burns and stuff like that. But the biggest issue we have right now is that we cannot really control who gets to go up there during the driest part of the seasons. And so it's not so much that our own staff don't have the capacity city. It's that we just could potentially have more than one fire in the forest at any given time, or there could be so many fires burning in our region that our mutual aid contracts, which you're right, we have with Abbotsford, we have them with Maple Ridge, it's just a matter of whether or not those folks are occupied. Maple Ridge, for example, shares this forest. The forest doesn't stop at the boundary of Mission. It continues into much of Maple Ridge, and so we could easily be asked to help on the other side of things as well. We will have to continue to invest in this stuff as well, I should add, Sergi. Mm-hmm. The reality is that we can see that this is not a trend that's going well. We're experiencing the hottest summer on record anywhere. Water levels are lower than anybody can remember in any lengthy time. So we're going to have to buckle down and be ready for this, and it's going to take more investment.
How does the City of Mission educate its residents to better improve fire safety, such as creating defensible spaces and home evacuations if need be?
So I think there's two things that I can really help people to be aware of and really encourage them through our website, through our fire department, to learn more. The first is that the City of Mission subscribes to the Fire Smart program and helps to get that information out to people. And what that program is designed for is for folks like me who have a home that's pretty close to the forest. And it's designed to help us make sure that our property is a bit more fireproof, that we're setting up our property in a way that makes it less likely that a random spark or a forest fire in the region could cause your home to catch fire. It's things like whether or not you have trees growing right next to your home, or are you stacking firewood? But there's much more to it than that. So if people don't already know about FireSmart, they can check it out through our website, mission.ca, and just Google it through there, or they can speak directly to the fire department. And similarly, we have a program through our fire department. We are one of the few fire departments around that has our emergency manager embedded right into the fire department. So Monique helps with things like not just emergency planning and helping to fill a create what we call NESS, which is neighborhood emergency response teams in those areas, but she also helps whenever there is a tragedy. She and her very dedicated team of volunteers get out and help people to find accommodation, get them food, and if it's a time of year where the weather is a factor, then they also help with shelter, water, that sort of thing. So we're always looking for volunteers, and we're particularly interested in developing these NEST teams. We'll help with the coordination, we'll help with the technology and the training, but we really encourage people who are living in distinct neighborhoods, Ferndale, Keystone, for example, Silverdale, to get involved through our fire department and upgrade their skills. And I guess the only other thing I would say, Sergi, and this is incredibly important, is it's just very, very important for people to respect the fire ban. And things like the cigarette butt, that's all it would take is one errant cigarette butt to start our whole city on fire. I have personally had to stop and put water on a fire on the side of the road when somebody threw a cigarette butt out a window, and I saw it happen right before my eyes, that within seconds that small thick cigarette butt had turned into flames. So I cannot encourage people enough, just please respect the fire ban.
Forest fires often require collaboration. Like you discussed your collaboration with other municipalities, but within the municipal government of Mission, is the fire department collaborating with the police force and other agencies?
Absolutely. So I what I'm about to say wouldn't be unique to Mission. It's going to be true of pretty much any established municipality or regional district, but they have the power to bring together an emergency operations center, and the emergency operations center here in Mission can happen either in a fixed location, which we have for it exactly for that purpose, and we also have a mobile emergency operations center van which we can deploy if it makes sense in a given scenario. And that emergency operations center is a very meticulously run system that involves not just all of those first responders, but also finance people, government relations people, communications people, so that whether it's a flood or a fire, your team is always ready and connected to be able to respond. And they do that collaboration not just during emergencies, but as throughout the year. They'll run tabletop exercises, planning sessions, regular meetings with all of the players. And so that's absolutely part of what we do. And as I mentioned earlier, Monique Weir, who's just fantastic, works with her colleagues in the region, and they share information on what are they learning, for example, at the regional district, or what are they learning in Chilliwack or Abbotsford, and they share that information all of the time.
With drought conditions, how is MRSN developing and updating its emergency plan to deal with water shortages?
So Mission and Abbotsford share a water system through a joint shared services agreement, and they also share some recycling, garbage pickup, and transit services. But we meet regularly with the Abbotsford staff and Abbotsford Council reps and to administer the sewerage system and the water system. And they have an extremely robust mechanism for measuring water supply and responding at different points. They're constantly testing not only for the water supply, but the quality of the water. And during the winter, they're measuring things like snowpack and how much recharge there was to each of the reservoirs or wells. So the system that we have of water restrictions, where we have water restrictions going from stages 1 to 5, is a system that has proven effective. But I agree that inherently in your question is this idea that we're going to have to probably accelerate or be prepared to upgrade that. And we've already done that this year. Typically, when we announce stage 2 restrictions, what we say to people at stage 2 restrictions, just to give you an idea what those are restrictions where people can still water their lawn one day a week, the odd number of days, odd number of addresses on a different day than even number of addresses. And when we do that, we usually do that on a basis with folks where we say, listen, you can continue to do this, but if you're judicious with water, you'll be able to do it for a longer period of time. This year, we knew that wouldn't work. And so we set a specific date for early August for the stage 3 water restrictions to take away the lawn watering because it was so significant. So we're already responsive, but I agree that we will have to, I think, develop an even more involved water management plan. I think we'll be able to do that again in collaboration and learning with communities such as the South Vancouver Island communities of Nanaimo and all of the ones up and down that portion of the island. Because they're in stage 4 and 5 right now, and I know that they're learning a great deal. Mission and Abbotsford, believe it or not, are in the rare circumstance of stage 3 right now. About 2/3 of this province is in official drought, and we actually are looking okay because of our management system. Certainly I'm knocking on wood as I say that, because I don't want folks to treat water with anything other than its utmost respect. But we are in a far better circumstance than many other communities in this province right now.
And what is your final message to our listeners today, listening in Mission?
I think really that it seems like things are quiet right now out there, and I know that people are enjoying their summer, and we have long, wet winters here, so cannot fault people for that. But beginning this coming Monday, Council is back from its break. We take one meeting off during the summer, and so we're back to the swing of things on August 21st. And there will be a lot of important things coming our way over the next few months. We'll ask people to really be engaged. We're going to have some very serious conversations about budget. We have some thinking to do around secondary suites and whether to grandfather them. And we have some committees that are coming our way, including a Mission Youth Voice Committee and a Mission Accessibility, Inclusion, and Diversity Committee. And all of that is to say we would love to have people be more engaged. They can go to engage.mission.ca and always find their opportunities to learn about what we're doing, to have their say through surveys and input mechanisms, sign up for a newsletter, or if you're interested, put your name forward for one of the committees I just mentioned. So it's always about being engaged, always about helping neighbors, and they'll have lots more information coming people's way about things like homelessness and other issues that are coming down the pike for people. Construction is underway already for the housing on Hurd Street. People will see that. You'll see the Greenway project wrapping up here in the next few weeks. So a lot is going on. It might seem quiet, but there are some big things coming in, and the fall will be a very busy time.
Thank you, sir, for joining us today. I know you've been super busy, but thank you so much.
I always appreciate the chance to get on and chat with people in the valley. So thank you, Sergi.
No problem. Enjoy your day, sir. Thank you.